The Vector Control Inspector Program is expected to run for 6 months, and the training began on Thursday, August 22nd, and concluded on August 29th, 2024. Environmental Health Officer and Senior Officer with Responsibility for Vector Control, Rhodesia Grant, said that the 8 new Vector Control Inspectors are expected to go into the field to do eradication of mosquito breeding sites and perform related tasks on a daily basis.
A concise, rapid training for those tasks to recognize the Aedes mosquito, which is responsible for dengue fever. So we train them to recognize the mosquitoes. And in so doing, when they go out in the field, they will do source reduction and discard all breeding sites that do breed mosquitoes. The trainees, they are willing. Some of them, when they got the call, asked for them to come on the program to do the training, they were happy that they have a chance to make a change in their community. Well, after the training is finished, they would go out in the field to work on a daily basis. They work every day, Monday to Friday, doing source reduction. We have to reduce all breeding sites that breed Aedes mosquitoes. That's the only way right now where we can control the Aedes and the spread of the dengue fever that's around us, plaguing everyone. So we have to train the staff, get them going in the field immediately so that we could reduce the mosquito breeding sites and just give us some relief, at least, that we know we are doing something to help the cases. So the person that came to work, the trainees, were working diligently every day trying to get a train and still go out immediately to work. I really applaud them for coming in this short call.
Two of the Vector Control Inspection trainees, Zurina Craig and Tenelia Macri, spoke to NBC Radio about the program.
I'm here today as a part of the Vector Control Unit for Bedway, so we are out here now just to deal with the issue now with the dengue fever. So we are out trying to combat the disease from before, you know, but now in depth, more information about it. Exactly what type of mosquito you're looking for and how to deal with it.
But I've recently started, so I'm just transitioning from a different field, the hospitality field. Now I'm here, so this is just a stepping stone for me to help deal with little things, you know.
So right now I'm training under the Ministry of Health with Vector Control to combat the dengue fever virus that is going around. So far it has been good. I have been learning a lot of what I have known before, so it is educational. Me and others around. So I think this is a very, very serious program. Firstly, it is helping me financially, and secondly, it is educating me more, so I would be more careful with my surroundings and other people as well.
And Environmental Health Officer tasked with training the new hires, Shari Cunningham, said that this program will be very important for the island of Bekwe because there needs to be more education on how to properly capture and store water.
Bekwe, we rely heavily on rainwater, and as much as we have 6 months dry season and 6 months wet season, we still don't know how to secure our water. The program is very, very important, so they can not just know how to just capture water, but how to properly save their water.
What I am hoping to accomplish is that the dengue numbers decreases. Right now it's like a climbing mountain, so that's why we put out the program so that people can come and apply and get the basic training and go out and help educate the public and householders so we can get the dengue cases down. Well, the program runs for 6 months. I have two older. I had two that actually did this program already in 2016 with the Zika, and there is a new.
Environmental Health Officer Shari Cunningham. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.